Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Now, I'm sorry that I left you yesterday, but on Saturday arvo, I got sick. And yeah, it did feel a lot like a disco.
Yeah.
And
why? Cuz you saw coloured lights.
It was coloured lights. It was dark in there. It was hard to breathe.
Sweaty.
You know what I mean?
Platform shoes.
Yeah, they were.
Not sure why.
Yeah. But I think
I'm going to go to the good bit.
Hang on. No, that's okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
That's the system just whipping out right there.
But basically what happened, I think it's because of I had an iron injection.
Yeah.
Like straight into the muscle on Thursday. And apparently a few days later you can get a little bit sick, right? So I was thinking it's that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I started getting fevers and the whole chills and the sore muscles and all that sort of
bit
stuff,
of this,
right?
Yeah.
We know how to screw you.
Oh.
Yeah, the okay. Night fevers in particular.
Yeah.
Okay. So, bless Jimmy, but this is the first time he's seen me sick, like sick, right?
Right, yeah.
Bless him, taking care of me like an absolute boss, right?
I bet.
But on a fever, I am, you know how I'm just emotional anyway?
Yeah.
On a fever, especially the night fever, whoa, baby. So, we have a thermometer, okay? So yeah. I was like constantly just checking myself, like every hour I'd be like, what am I at now? What am I at now? You know what I mean? Constantly checking myself.
Yeah.
But also I'm just that type of person that even though I'm burning up, I'm like all the blankets are on and everything and I got socks and pajamas and a jumper and like a beanie at one point. And he's like, I think you need to just, let me just take your beanie off. And I'm like, no, I'm cold. He's like, you're not cold. Like we just need to take your beanie off. I'm like, I don't want you to understand.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
Anyway, and then afterwards you're like, he's like, okay, just put one arm out of the sheets. Just one arm.
Yeah.
That's it. And I'm like, no, it's anyway. So I'm all like, and then he goes away and then he hears me like, he's like, what? I'm like, oh, the way the clothes were sitting on the clothes hamper, I thought it was a person was looking at me.
Oh,
he's
Jesus.
Like, it's not. It's a, let me just put those clothes away.
Oh, patience of a saint.
Patience of a saint. Also, when I have a fever,
yeah.
I feel, and I've had it, this has happened since childhood. I don't know if you get this. It's always the same thing that happens when you get a fever. I don't know. But with me, every dust particle in the room feels like a massive boulder.
No.
It's so odd. And I can just see them like bumping together like dust bunny boulders just all around me. And I'm just like, yeah. Oh, this is... Yeah, it's not good.
Spoken like someone who's had a fever in the last week. I honestly can't remember the last time I had a fever. So it's hard for me to say, but geez.
Yeah. But can confirm, he's still with me.
He is still
even
with
me. Even though
you.
At one point I was like, you don't even love me anymore.
Wake up fresh. Daily.
Wake up
fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Yeah, I've got a mate in Adelaide, finds herself in a situation, and I want you to help me point her in the right direction.
Okay.
I would have got her on to explain it, but she's too shy to talk on the radio, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Some people in our lives, we need to respect the fact that they don't want to go on the show.
That's fair enough.
Because everybody who we know gets asked at one point or another,
oh, yeah.
Can you come on and do this? So anyway, so she finds herself in this situation. She's from Adelaide, moved to Sydney, and then has recently moved back to Adelaide.
Mm.
And when she moved back to Adelaide, she moved into a share house, right?
They're fun.
Well, it's just her and a guy,
yep.
Right? That was a few months back. She's since moved on and got her own place.
Mm.
She's just been caught up with by the police saying that not only is her license disqualified, but it's disqualified because of an unpaid speeding fine. Actually, this might have been more than a few months back. It might have been a year ago. Anyway, because it takes time for that to build up, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So anyway, she yesterday requested the photo of her speeding that led to the fine that she never saw,
oh,
that led to her license being disqualified.
Yeah.
Right. it's not her car.
Okay.
She gets the photo and she knows it's not her car because she knows whose car it is.
Okay.
It's the car of the guy she lived with.
Yeah.
She never drove that car while she was living with him.
Oh, okay.
She never even got a lift in that car because she had her own car and they weren't mates. They didn't know each other. They just lived together for a few months. Right. He's gone and signed a stat deck to say that she was the one driving the car at the time.
But you can say anything on a stat deck, by the way.
Yeah. So he's got hardly any points, so he doesn't want to lose his license. So he's signed a stat deck knowing that she's got, like, flawless record.
Yeah.
You know, has never lost, I don't think ever lost a demerit point. Or if she has, it's one, like, years ago. Right. So he signed this stat deck. So now the authorities are telling her that she has to provide evidence that it wasn't her driving.
Oh.
Now, you spent time in the courts. You spent time working on the cameras. You find yourself. Yes, you caught yourself speeding.
I did.
Never happened before in Victorian history.
Probably they were pretty impressed.
In Australian history. Mm.
And I booked myself because that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, because you're a straight shooter and you play by the rules. So that's the situation. He signed this stat deck saying that it was her behind the wheel, and now apparently the onus is on her to prove it wasn't, as opposed to being on him to prove that it was her, even though it's his car.
Yeah, yeah. That sucks. That falls into one of those categories where it's like, see, this is the thing. I used to be able to sign people's stat decks.
Yeah.
And I remember it kind of threw me a little bit at the start. Because I remember asking my supervisor, like, hang on, I can tell that this person is lying on this stat deck.
Mm.
And they're like, they can say that the sky is green and you authorize it because nothing on there, you are not an investigator.
You're not a detective.
No. You don't know. All you're saying is that I have sworn this person in to say that this statement is true.
Mm.
It's their truth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm not saying, yeah, that's correct. But so basically stat decks, you know, you are saying I swear that this is true. But do people lie from time to time?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
So what happens now? What does she do? Does she go sign a stat deck and say it wasn't me and then it's stat deck v stat deck? Or?
Well, I've never heard of a situation like this.
Because it's clearly a lie, but yeah.
It's going to have to go to the court. But you know what sucks? It's time and money for her.
Yeah, because she's going to have to get proper legal advice, isn't she?
Far well, out. also, if she does, it's one of these things because then, it's a messy one. It's a messy one because she basically has to prove and the police have to then it has to be a criminal thing that they file against her. And meanwhile, I'm no police woman, I don't know this for certain. But what I would say is that they would have to file then charges against him that he lied.
Yeah.
Right? But the only way that would happen is by her that's messy.
Proving that he lied, yeah.
That's messy.
Brutal. All right. So I probably won't get back to her then.
I'll probably say just move to Sydney again.
Get out of town, get a new license.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.
We've gone and done it. And in fact, here's some mood music for you.
Oh my God. Yes. I can't. This is where Mariah comes out of her shell. Don't tempt me, man. I'll do it.
Where'd you say she comes out of her shell?
Well, her cave. No, she like she
Sanders
does things
cave.
About
Sanders
it.
Cave. Sanders yeah. cave. It's
she
fine.
She does Instagrams around it.
You're not saying that she lives in a cave.
No, I love Mariah.
Sorry, I just wanted to check.
I love all things Mariah. This is the thing, though. Normally it's December 1st.
December 1st is traditionally, and my wife and I have this struggle every year, and usually I'll relent about a week early.
Okay.
So we'll have it late November, the tree will go up.
Yeah.
This year though, 2020, it's been awful.
We had to let it finish.
That's right. So Sunday was the day, 1st of November. We put it up, and you know what? I love it. I mean, I didn't, to start off with, I didn't have it in me this year to protest. I was just like, I'm just going with whatever. if it means 2020 ends quicker than it was going to, it doesn't drag out, let's go for it. Let's wrap it up.
I love Christmassy things too. Like, I don't even think I'm a Grinch. I love Christmas and I love Christmas decorations and Christmas lights and everything, but I'm very big on just keeping it in December.
Okay.
Because I love rules.
You're a traditionalist. Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
The tree, the big shiny Geelong Christmas tree's out in the bay.
Mm.
They boated that out in the last couple of days.
Thank you.
Barged it around from Corio Quay there where they assemble it.
Yeah.
It's always exciting when you drive past Corio Quay and you're like, oh, is that the tree? Oh, they're working on the tree. Oh, my God, Christmas is almost
coming
here.
Coming over.
Yes.
Look, if you were like Tom and you've got the Christmas tree up already, we'd love to hear from you. By the way, the tree, I love the colours and everything.
Thank you. My wife did all of it.
Kristen from Whittington on the phone. Kristen, are you like Tom? Have you chucked your Christmas tree up already?
Hi, Tom and Loggy. I'm not personally, but my best friend has had her tree up for 3 weeks already.
Whoa!
3 weeks!
Man. So she was like October.
Yep. She's been making gingerbread houses all weekend, so she's well in the spirit.
Hang on. So is this normal for her to have it in October?
No, but she's sick of working from home, so she was trying to make her office a little bit brighter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay, well, I mean, that's
all right.
That makes me feel better.
I've just received a message from one of our mates, one of our mutual mates. It said, such a Grinch, mate. I'm with Tom. Get the tree up.
Oh!
So, okay.
Who's I've that? Can you tell me?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I won't tell you on air, but I'll tell you. I'm not a Grinch. I just like to keep things special.
Congratulations to Kristen too, just in a life sense. She's obviously winning at life with everything that's going on and her friends around her being pro-Christmas and all that. So congrats, mate. I don't have any prizes to give you, otherwise I'd be saying congrats for that.
Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up
fresh daily.